God of all who wander in the wilderness, you go before us as beacon and guide. Lead us through all danger, sustain us through all desolation, and bring us home to the land that you have prepared for all who love you and follow. Amen. Well, back in the 1970s, when I was in seminary and the modern women's movement was just taking root, a young feminist songwriter, Dori Elsey, penned a song that became a kind of staple of the movement, at least in certain church circles. Though somewhat dated now, we still may sing that song on an occasion before I'm done here. It definitely holds wisdom for an interim time. It begins, "We are gathered here together in the presence of the Spirit that keeps breaking in our lives." Actually, I thought of singing this song today, though we eventually opted for some others, equally worth singing, I think. So I hope those opening lines are true for us. When we gather here together, I hope that we gather in the Spirit that keeps breaking in our lives and in the life of this congregation. Personally, I believe in the constant living, breathing presence of the Spirit. The challenge always comes in terms of how aware we are of the presence of that Spirit in any given moment. I'm weaving Thich Nhat Hanh in here this morning, but mindfulness, how mindful are we of this swirling spirit that is all around and ever present, if we could tap into that resource? Do we sense its power to move us in the direction of God's will and way for our lives, as well as for the life of this congregation? In this interim period, we journey together to look long and hard at the future for this community. It's not a new conversation. I assume that you, like many, many, maybe all, most churches, have been having similar conversations for some time now. What is the future for this community? It's one you've undoubtedly circled around and around over the years. But in this interim time, there is a new weight to that conversation. As much is yet to be revealed of what God has in store for Fairview. We've engaged in a process of discernment from several different angles. Now it's up to the congregation, its leadership, and the Pastoral Search Committee in particular, to make sense of what has been discerned for a future that is faithfully and uniquely yours. However, even with the Spirit's presence, Elsie's song recognizes the reality that we don't have all the answers, but we sure do have the questions. Thoughts, feelings, ideas, suggestions, we have. These may prove to hold all or part of the answers we seek. But right now, I think if we're honest, we have more questions than we have answers. And I think appropriately so. The chorus to Elsie's song observes over and over, "We're traveling on a road we've never seen before. And oh, it's hard to know which way to go." It may not be entirely true that we have never seen this road or any aspect of it. This is a land where we are road-wise, freeways everywhere, hither, thither, and yon. And yet every time you get on the freeway, there's something different about it. Something has changed. Anyway, it may be not entirely true that we've never seen this road, but maybe more from a distance, this road that we're going to walk, maybe more from a distance than actually walking on it. That may be the crucial difference in where we find ourselves today, distinct from the past. We're in a time to ask questions, to talk about options, to honor thoughts and feelings, to share memories and hopes. We're in a process of living into the unknown future. Whatever happens in the time ahead, I hope we will all be open to that spirit that keeps breaking in our lives. I was thinking about this time for the congregation when I chose the theme for today. It seems appropriate to engage a theme that focuses on our life together as we enter more deeply into this phase of the journey. Lead us, guide us, O God, along your way. You see, whatever the future holds, I believe it is essential for us, for you to remember that God holds us and God holds the future. We're God's children, Christ's body, and we must not lose sight of this as we seek to sort out what lies ahead, how we travel this road we haven't traveled before. Before we take each step, we need to kneel and pray, Vaya con Dios. Go with God. Lead us. Guide us, O God. There are many scriptural texts that treat the desire for God's guidance. I probably chose the verses from Psalm 25 because I remembered that they came up as a reading during the Advent season. I think I wrote an article on this also at some point. Anyway, they seem particularly appropriate today, however. Make me to know your ways, O Holy One. Make me to know your ways. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. That's the way the New Revised Standard Version reads. Or as we read in the version that we read this morning, in the responsive ancient word, show me your ways, teach me your paths, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, for you I wait all day long. Beth Tanner observes that the psalm is a reflection on the life of a person and of a community. It calls us to look to the past to see how God has provided both growth and forgiveness. It also calls us to be honest about our past. Then she notes, the psalm speaks to God on behalf of one believer and provides a posture of receptiveness for the coming days. She quotes the great poet Maya Angelou, who quipped that each of us should do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. We don't know yet exactly what better will look like for Fairview, so we ask God's guidance and God's wisdom for that discernment. What would be our better? Psalm 25 actually begins with this powerful affirmation. To you, O God, I lift my soul. My God, in you I trust. My God, in you I trust. Several commentators note the word that is here translated soul is more than what we've come to think of as a soul, usually something that's detached from the body and the mind, a discrete entity of some sort. The Hebrew word nefesh means something more like one's whole being. See, we're whole beings. We are body, mind, soul, and heart, all together and to make those distinctions in a way that separates them out is to do a disservice to ourselves. We are whole beings. Love God with your heart and soul and strength and mind, Jesus instructed. That is, love God with your whole being. Hebrew scripture scholar J. Clinton McCann writes that it may not be coincidental that the verb translated lift up is used for offering sacrifice to God in the Hebrew tradition. So he offers that this dimension of meaning suggests a better translation of Psalm 25:1 would be, "To you, O Holy One, I offer my whole being," or "I offer my life to you, Holy One." He continues, at this point, Psalm 25 anticipates Paul's invitation in Romans 12:1 to present your bodies as a living offering or sacrifice, a holy and acceptable to God. As in Psalm 25, this offering or this sacrifice involves orientation to God's instruction in Paul's words, so that you may discern what is the will of God. And finally, he says, to live in God's presence, to belong to God, means to desire fervently to know God's will and to do faithfully what God wants done. Friends, is this not the work of disciples, of God's people, of Christ's body, to offer back to our Creator our whole being, to desire fervently to know God's will and to do faithfully what God wants done in our lives and in the life of this community? In all my ministry, past, present, maybe future, I believe that a major calling for me is to help us all deepen our spiritual lives as individuals and as community, to enhance the connection of one's whole being to the God who made us, loves us, and desires our well-being, to grow in our desire to follow Jesus and to be Christ's body in the world all around us. You see, if we are not seeking always to be more centered in God and God's way for us, then have we not lost our way? Lead us. Guide us, O God. All of us, myself included, have been guilty at times of thinking we had the answers. Yeah? Amen? Huh? Thinking we had the answers. We knew what was best. We knew what was best for the congregation without overly concerning ourselves as to whether or not it was God's will or way. We knew. So I think it's important to remind us, myself included, to begin all of our conversations and all of our work in these critical days with this simple prayer. Lead us, guide us, O God, along your way. Let me close with these words of affirmation and hope from the final stanza of Dori Elsey's song. She writes, "We are gathered here together just to celebrate the union, the coming together of our souls in time and space. Well, we know God's reign is coming, and we know it won't come easy. But still, we trust our vision of the smile on future's face. We're traveling on a road we've never seen before, and oh, it's hard to know which way to go. But somewhere there's a promise about a distant shore that those who seek will someday know. Lead us, guide us, O God, along your way. Amen.